offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Irv Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that now I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. This is your host, Irv Katz. I am here with an absolute full house. I mean, the studio is packed. We have more people than microphones right now. I am here with Russ.
I'm part of the nerd menagerie.
All right. I'm here with Matt.
You cannot hear me.
I'm here with Ty.
Yo, yo, yo.
We've got Yoko, the architect, in the booth, who is giving me the finger, which means she wants to talk.
Hey, I'm here with everybody in here. Someone else say hi.
Okay, we're here with the dork from New
York.
The dork from New York is back for one more episode, Bruno.
Hi again, Cleveland.
And we are especially pleased to be joined by our very, very special guest, Paul Froggy Schneider.
Hey, what's
hey.
Going on?
All right. He is here representing Nauticon, woo! Which we are all so excited is this freaking Friday.
4 days.
In 4 days, absolutely.
4 days, yeah.
And are you freaking out, man?
Of course, yeah.
All right, great. Good. That's what we want to hear. Let's do a little housekeeping real quick. And this week's show, just like the last few, is sponsored by Nauticon, which is what Paul is here to talk about. And Nauticon is being held April 8th through the 10th at the Holiday Inn downtown on Lakeside Avenue between East 9th and East 12th. And it's the second iteration of a yearly technology, arts, and music event held in Cleveland, Ohio. It's basically a big geek conference here in Cleveland. It's going to be awesome. This year's focus is on how technology and community intermingle. And the event itself hosts speakers, events, games, live music, and a whole lot more. And we'll be there Friday night, 8 to 10, to do a special episode of Dial-A-Dork on Jason Scott's Nauticon webcast, Icecast.
The Nauticon Radio Project, yeah.
The Nauticon Radio Project, which is probably what I should have been referring, or whatever. All right.
Are you saying that all the other episodes aren't special?
Well, what I'm saying is that there are degrees of specialness. And
that's what my mom always told me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is as close to a 10 as we've ever had. So this is very exciting. We'd also
goes to 11.
So we'd also like to thank our preferred ISP, VisionNet. VisionNet provides network consulting, website development, web hosting, internet connectivity, and VoIP services. For all your technological needs, contact VisionNet at 1-800-645-9351. That's 1-800-645-9351 or sales@visn.net. And be sure that when you contact them, tell them you heard about them on Dial-A-Dork, okay? That would be very helpful for everyone involved. So please call them up, get their services, and tell them you heard about them on Dial-A-Dork. And if you want to advertise on Dial-A-Dork, you can. It's extremely inexpensive, and you should email us at dorks@dialadork.com or I want to advertise on dialadork@dialadork.com.
You just make that up.
I did because I have a catch-all. And
that
I can,
is amazing.
I can tell them whatever I want to tell them. All right, so
Irv wants you to email him at dialadork.com.
Why don't we did promise a few things last... All right. We did promise a few things last week that we would talk about today, and I think the main event is Nauticon. So why don't we just jump right into that, and let's you're right, Russ. You're absolutely right. Russ has reminded me that we have a giveaway. We have a contest. If you're listening out there, pick up your phone, and because you can call us at 216-578-1300. And so dial, what you want to do is you want to dial 216-578-130, and you want to have your finger over the zero, getting ready to dial that last number, because we are giving away, and And Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. We are giving away not one, but two half-price admissions to Nauticon, plus they come with a free Nauticon T-shirt.
Yes, that is so. Yes.
Oh, my God. So I've already started dialing on my cell phone, but unfortunately the rules are that anyone associated with Dial-A-Dork is not eligible, or anyone associated with Nauticon or Dial-A-Dork are not eligible to win. That's standard stuff. So, Yoko, put the phone down. Yeah. You can't win.
Our kickbacks came earlier.
but that's so we'll announce when that contest starts. Sometime in the second half of the show, we will take those calls and get our winners. So, but let's talk about Nauticon a little bit.
Sure.
The thing I'm most interested in, Paul, since the last time we talked, is what has happened in terms of speakers. I know you had added a few. I know you had added a few the last time we talked, and now I'm sure that the list has grown even more. So why don't you tell us about who's coming?
Sure.
And you can go ahead and review everything they may have heard a month ago.
All right. Well, we've basically finalized our speaker listing, which is about 35 different folks. We tried to bring a wealth of different speakers here of different backgrounds and interests. We can start off.
And sexual orientations?
Hey, my name is Paul. That's between y'all. We have people such as Bruce Pedro, who is the CTO of AmericanGreetings.com, AG Interactive here in town.
Whoa. Is he going to tell us the future of e-cards?
He's going to be talking on IT innovation and basically reminding everybody that even if you're in IT and you have no money, you still have to do something and innovate and create new products and new visions. I have Scott Rourke and Mark Ansbury of the One Cleveland Project, who, you know, if you know anything about CASE or whatnot, basically they're trying to wire the entire Northern Ohio area with gigabit fiber and 10 gigabit fiber and all kinds of crazy stuff. But we also have talks about software testing. We, of course, have Drew Curtis, the proprietor of FARC.com,
who asked for two hours
of time. So we gave him 2 hours of time.
And two kegs of beer.
Now, wait a minute. When is he on?
Drew is going to be on Saturday night, I believe, starting at 5 o'clock. So 5 to 7, it's Drew Curtis time.
Is it okay to buy him a beer?
I don't think he'll mind.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
I think he'd actually probably appreciate that. But yeah, we have a whole range of talks from web development to amateur radio. We have 3 hours on photography, beginning, intermediate, and advanced. So if you have a new digital camera and you really have no idea what to do with it, you should come. We, of course, have some art provided by the New Center of Art and Technology here in Ohio. Again, they're going to be coming on out. It's just a wealth of different presentations. We have some guy who's going to talk about how the Commodore 64 is coming back that I mentioned last time.
I'm into that, no doubt. I still have mine, no question about
it. Yeah, it's just going to be crazy, the kind of presentations we have. The schedule is going to be absolutely packed. And then on Friday night, I have a guy named Computo and the Sons of Liberty, who this is great. This guy does like live drum and bass. He puts a monitor on his head, and he like performs like this.
LCD or CRT?
CRT.
No.
Oh, that's a neck workout.
He's coming working monitor? Boston.
No, it doesn't work. It's just for effect. But, you know, it's cool. And I have on Saturday night, Jason and the Midnight Mixer crew, who put on basically monthly shows around town, are bringing together some of the best electronic artists from the area, and they're going to put on one hell of a dance party. And I mean, we have people coming in from all over for that too. So
that sounds
it's going to be talks. It's going to be Jason Scott's Nauticon Radio Project. He's also going to do 90 minutes of what he calls the meme stream, and that's basically you know, all those funny videos on the internet and all those flash programs. He's going to do 90 minutes of that. So if you missed anything over the past year, he'll probably catch it.
Well, looks like we've got. Looks like we've got an email already. Email from Eleanor in Elyria. Eleanor wants to. Well, she's pretty direct about this. She says,
"And
we're
confused.
What? Yeah. What the heck is Nauticon?" And I'm pretty sure "heck" is not the word she actually used. What the heck is Nauticon? Is it a 1 day convention? A whole weekend? Do I need to forward my mail? What does that mean?
I think they're implying that it's going to be like one of these things where you go away for a month or something.
Oh,
like
I see. I see.
No, I didn't even
burning PC.
I'm thinking email. I'm like, I'm, you know, thinking she needs the auto reply. Like I'm away from my too, office or something. I'm at Nauticon. No, I see. It is a 3 day deal, is it not?
Yes, it's actually starting Friday at 9:30, and we're going to run until about 3 p.m. on Sunday, and it's going to be 24 hours. Obviously, we'll have talks during the day and in the evening. We'll find ways to entertain ourselves in the hotel bar and elsewhere. But no, it's going to be a three-day event. Your admission gets in for all 3 days, all events.
Do we even want to talk about the admission?
If you want, you want to if you can. It's $70, which is, I think, a pretty good value considering you spent $45 to go to Cedar Point to stand in 6 hours of lines to ride two things. And then you could spend another $45 to do it the next day. We're providing, as I said, 40 hours of talks, free music, probably 300 to 400 people. So, you know, it should be quite the experience. It's going to be people that, you know, are like-minded like you. They're geeks
people
like you.
People who love people.
Exactly.
People. let me ask
and
you.
And there will be a talent show, too.
Uh-oh.
So if you have a talent.
Or the opposite thereof.
or an extremely entertaining lack of talent.
Yeah, we got a show.
Yeah, we could do a radio show for an hour up on the stage. If that
was, you know. And the great thing is, in fact, we were posted on Slashdot earlier in the week.
I was just about to mention that.
And one of the guys pointed out, and actually I got to meet him at the Cleveland 2600 meeting last Friday. He's like, you know, I paid $50 to go there, but I came away with two shirts, copy of Sousa, a box full of old hardware. He said, I made out like a bandit. And granted, we can't guarantee everybody's going to walk away with 13 shirts and all that kind of stuff. But we do have a heck of a lot of giveaways.
There's a lot
from
of chairs
O'Reilly
in the hotel.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of stuff in the hotel you can.
I would advise against that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Now we're,
yeah.
Well, and it's pretty cool. You don't have to leave town to go to this conference.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
And I mean, if you live somewhere else, you do have to leave town to go to this conference.
That's true.
Are we on shortwave?
Yeah, maybe you could say. Maybe, I think we're on ham radio. Is it on ham radio?
I don't think you can legally do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At the door, is it cash only or checks?
Actually, we'll
credit
be taking
card?
Cash and your Visa or MasterCard.
How about Discover?
How about PayPal?
we did PayPal pre-regs, no Discover because...
they pay you back,
because.
Those bastards.
What about Diners Club?
Their fees were too high.
Play us with themselves,
carte blanche?
Actually, we should have a whole show sometime
you should come
about
a...
credit card security. That could be a lot
Ooh.
Of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You should get a Nauticon Visa, the... Not a card.
The not a card.
It has no balance.
In fact, it doesn't even work. The magnetic strip on the back is just electric tape.
Exactly.
All right. So great. So I mean, you're excited. You've got a whole bunch of speakers. You've got a whole bunch of acts, and looks like it's going to go off without a hitch.
I'm sure hoping so.
What kind of vibe? Okay. Wait, Bruno, you have something you'd like to say.
I'm just wondering if there are going to be any females there for the single guys. I know most of us have girlfriends or wives, and most of you listeners out there probably do too.
Sure you do.
Perhaps you haven't heard the title of the show.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a really good question and kind of something we touched upon the last time I was here. You know, this isn't just about technology. Yeah, that's a focus here, but we're talking about arts and music and all these other issues associated with technology. We're not gearing it towards guys per se, and honestly, I think we need to give the girls some credit. There are a lot of them out there that care about all the things that we care about, and as long as you treat people right, guy, girl, otherwise, you're going to at least make a new friend, and you might make it more than that if you don't act like, well, a dork.
Wasn't one of your speakers going to be Steph the Geek?
One of my speakers is going to be Steph the Geek, who runs a adult-natured website. She's absolutely
adult?
Gorgeous. She has a gorgeous voice and might be singing at Nauticon.
Oh, who cares?
well, she does.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately,
she has a gorgeous
boyfriend.
She has a gorgeous pair of vocal cords.
She is awesome. And actually, I got to meet her at a FARC party. Way back in the day where we were all doing karaoke and I'm standing there with a Domo-kun trying to sing You Don't Bring Me Flowers and
oh,
I don't know
that's
how many
really
drinks.
Nice.
And then she
that's really
and
nice.
Then she gets on stage and starts singing Alanis Morissette's Uninvited and I just sat down and was like, I'm not worthy.
Yeah, you
awesome
can't
woman.
Really.
Awesome
I mean,
woman.
It's hard to, you know, there are actually people who take their karaoke extremely seriously.
Yeah, we are going to have not a karaoke. Maybe next year.
Not a karaoke.
Karaoke.
That's good. That's cool. So it's looking good. I mean, I'm very excited, and I think it's going to be a fantastic event. What about parking? You got any word about parking?
Parking in Cleveland sucks. So if you're going to come, unfortunately, you know, you can park in the garage, which I think I don't know.
If you're coming, especially at night or on a weekend, All street parking basically in the downtown area is free after 6 and on Saturday and Sunday.
And
so,
honestly, we're right down on Lakeside and East 9th. So, you know, you're right. Like, you are literally stumbling distance from, like, the waterfront line.
Yeah.
So if you're coming from the Case campus or somewhere on the red line.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Take the red line
and get off at the Rock Hall and walk up
exactly.
the hill.
Exactly, it's right by the Rock Hall.
Yeah,
so.
Just walk up 9th.
Walk up 9th.
Make a left on Lakeside, and it'll be there on your left on the
exactly.
Lakeside of the street.
Check out gcrta.org for more public transportation.
And the beautiful thing
that's
is,
right.
it'll
that's
be 24 hours,
right.
so you don't even have to go home if you don't want to.
Are you giving out like wristbands? Or
everybody
something?
Will actually have a unique badge. We made them. They're four color. They're glossy. They look like backstage band passes. And
well,
interestingly enough,
how much does the lanyard cost?
They are free.
Oh,
complimentary.
Man. Free lanyards.
But no.
Well,
the
if there was any doubt,
cool.
now I'm definitely going.
The badges look really, really cool.
We don't need no stinking badges.
We don't need no stinking badgers. That was a pretty good line from UHF, if I remember correctly. Okay, there's an email coming through. Email from Elwin in Euclid.
That's not even...
If that's your real name.
Assonant.
Can I expect to see new gadgets, gizmos, and joystick attachments at Nauticon? And
again, his name
you
is
know,
Paul.
And look, let's just refrain from smart alecky comments about what joystick attachments might mean.
Actually, you will. One of Computo's things is that he's actually wired his joystick to be a MIDI controller. So when he's doing his music, he will manipulate the
is
joystick.
That like theremin?
Kind of. I mean, he kind of does similar things with it. So we'll be having that. But joysticks and. I don't know.
Joystick attachments.
There will be different devices. I know one group is going to premiere a program called Metro that is a Wi-Fi-based community-building device where you'll be walking around and you'll be able to find people with similar
just
interests.
All ad hoc, kind of?
All ad hoc. So I'm going to see what that's
nice.
About. And
that
I just found out
cool.
about that today.
Oh, so. Wow. Awesome.
Slick.
Awesome. So is there anything I forgot to ask, anything I failed to mention that you'd like to...
I mean, at this point, I think all I need to remind people of is that even if you're not a hardcore geek, come and check it out. You're going to have a lot of fun. There's going to be something for everybody.
And there's only one way to become a hardcore geek.
Yes.
And not to mention, not only are we going to be doing a giveaway on the second half of the show today, but there's going to be a giveaway at our booth, what have you, at Nauticon. So if you didn't have enough reason to go...
You can
There's
be one of those special
one
people
thing.
That walks away with far more gear than your entry fee.
I know. Bring a
warranted.
Bag. Bring one of those IKEA sacks or whatever.
That's right.
Get me a bucket.
All right. Look, you can hear the music, so we are going to cut out to a break. You're going to hear an ad from our brand new sponsor, the Imaginary Wrestling Association. We're all very excited about that.
Hey, call us.
Yeah, give us a call, 216-578-1300, or email us at dorks@dialadork.com.
Call us with tech problems, in case you didn't know what the show's about.
Yeah, really. And we'll be back, and we're going to jump into some, you know, tech issues. Okay, that's it. We'll be back.
Boy, I love wrestling.
Then you should play IWA.
What's the IWA?
The Imaginary Wrestling Association. It's the greatest fun since wrestling itself. You create a wrestler, manage his career, and compete against other wrestlers from around the world for championship titles and prizes. The IWA lets you trash talk and do sneak attacks. They even have specialty matches.
Well, that sounds great. How do I get started?
Go to playiwa.com. You could be
the new world champion.
Hi, this is Jack Perkins, host of Biography on A&E, with some good news for my old hometown, Greater Cleveland. Now, every Monday through Friday at 6:55 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., I'll be your host for Biography for Radio, here on WERE 1300 a.m. Biography for Radio delivers life stories of the people you thought you knew. Hope you'll join us each weekday at 6:55 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. for Biography for Radio here on People Power, WERE 1300 a.m., Cleveland.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve, with in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's KOMM Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
Hey, where were you last year? What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
This is Doug McGill and Paul DeLuca reminding you to tune in to Cleveland Business Radio every Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. for more of the most dynamic business people making a difference in Cleveland.
And don't forget to visit clevelandbusinessradio.com for details about our show and to sign up to receive our guest list. Each week we'll tell you about our upcoming guests and give you a not-so-subtle reminder to tune into the show. That's Cleveland Business Radio every Thursday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
When you went to Adams, you might have been called a spaz, or a dork, or a geek.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial-A-Dork.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with the Full House. We're here with Russ and Matt and Ty and Paul, a.k.a. Froggy. We got Bruno and Yoko and Jody in the booth. We even got some guy named John who showed up, and he's like standing out in the hallway because there's like no room. So we're having a good old time here. Give us a call, 216-578-1300, or email us at dorks@dialadork.com. That's hyphenated, dial-a-dork.com. And as promised last week, not only were we going to talk about Nauticon today, we are going to talk a little bit about Raid. And I'm not talking about the bug spray here. I'm talking about...
I prepared for the bug spray.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Would you want to tell us a little something about the bug spray then?
Bugs check in.
I prepared for the military operation.
I believe that was Roach Motel, sir, not Raid.
That's
I think
topic.
I believe Raid
the
was.
Jig is up.
I believe Raid was kills bugs dead, if I'm not mistaken. Which is, I mean, they really didn't beat around the bush, did they? And uh-oh.
Well, okay, Raid on
well,
hold.
Wait, before we get to the caller, you know what? Screw it. Let's just go to the caller. We'll talk about Raid eventually. Bob is on line one. Bob, talk to us.
All right. I just came back. Well, I was earlier today. I was at the garage sale. I got a Pentium 100 MHZ computer. And
what'd you drop on that, Bob?
$60.
No. Okay. 100 megahertz computer. Gotcha.
Okay. My friend told me he was going to try to install the newest Windows with an extra power.
Like Windows XP?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what XP stands for, extra
that's
power.
That's what he told me.
It could be.
Well, it certainly requires a little extra power in order to run it. So was he successful?
No, he said, he's like, it's impossible. I'm like, how would it be impossible? Same thing, you know what I mean?
Well, Windows XP does have what's called minimum system requirements. And some of those minimum system requirements, I believe, fall in the range of where your computer's like 100 megahertz. I think you probably have to have somewhere around 200. Or I'm pretty sure I got it to run on a 200 megahertz computer. So
I think
a lot
the
of memory
term is more
probably.
Limp at 200 megahertz.
Well, okay, it limps along at 200 megahertz. You got to have at least 64 megs of RAM, which I'm guessing the computer you bought today doesn't have. And you got to have at least, two or three gigs of hard drive space, which I'm also
gigs,
guessing that the 100 megahertz computer you bought doesn't have. But even if it did have all of those things... and even if Windows XP would run on it, I would recommend that you not run Windows XP on that computer because it will, just as Paul said, limp. And I mean, you will be waiting an eternity just to launch an internet browser. It will be dog slow.
So if not Windows XP, what else could he do?
Well, I mean, if it were up to me, I would probably install, if it's got to be Windows, I would install Windows 98.
Herb's a man who knows his old hardware, so.
Yeah, I would install Windows 98. It'll actually run fairly well on that machine.
Okay.
But, Matt, why don't you jump on the mic here for a second? I suspect that at 100 megahertz, he could probably accomplish a few things with your favorite operating system, Linux. Is this true?
Reasonably so, anyway. I mean, you can't do anything fantastical or whatnot.
Yeah, you could probably make a dedicated something out of it.
I think you could probably do some routing or something with it. Bingo. Maybe even set up a wireless access point if you drop the right kind of cards in there.
What do you want to do with this machine, Bob?
Well, I was hoping to play, what's that new game, Half-Life 2?
All right, now I know we're definitely being put on. It's never going to happen. I would go back to that garage sale and demand a refund immediately. you're not going to be able to play Half-Life on there. It will probably run at about 3 frames a second if it runs at all.
I don't think it'll even start up.
Yeah, so, but I think you'll find that with Windows 98, you could probably surf the internet, check your email, even do some rudimentary word processing. Ty, what do you think?
I was going to say, if Half-Life is what you're after and you're looking to not spend too much on a computer, you can get a new Dell computer for something like $400 that'll be more than enough and it'll last you a while. We'll run Windows XP and can handle all the games you throw at it.
All right.
I think you can probably even get a computer that could run Half-Life for less than $400 if you went to a place like Tiger Direct or something like that. Or I probably wouldn't mess around with eBay too much, but there are a lot of places like Tiger Direct or PC Mall or Buy.com that have, you know, Pentium 4s, more than 2 gigahertz, with plenty of hard drive space and plenty of video RAM and plenty of regular RAM to run Half-Life. And you can probably do that for about $300, I'd say.
All right.
So what you've got there is a very nice antique. And if you wanted to, if you really wanted to, you could do some nice things with it in terms of you could turn into a router or a firewall or a dedicated something or other. But
you could learn a command line operating system on it.
That's true. You could also see whether or not it would run after sustaining a four-story fall from a roof.
Accelerate it.
Yeah.
That's one way to make it faster is gravity. So anyway, $200-$300 I think, and you'll get a pretty decent machine, and you can put that one in the basement or donate it to charity. There are people out there who could really use that if it works. All right.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, sure.
All right. So let's talk about raids here. I mean, even a 100 megahertz computer could benefit from a raid if you're.
I was bragging about my raid, the solution that I put together last week, and my friend asked me, "Do you continually generate data you can't afford to lose?" And I said, "No, but I frequently generate data that I'd rather not lose."
Well, right. I mean, that's what.
My pitch here, RAID is a backup method.
Well, okay, so have you ever had your hard drive crash? Your hard drive starts making noise, and all of a sudden you can't do anything. You can't get to your files. It can't even be recovered.
If you don't want to spend $1,600 to get your data off your drive, if it's that important.
I've spent
$2,200
once.
What, did you send it to, like, OnTrack or something like that?
It was on a Unix machine, so it was a BSD file system, and it was expensive, and I back up now.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Using RAID, in fact.
Right. Most people just crash and they're sad. They lost all the pictures of their kid. You know, everyone's got digital cameras now. You want to keep that stuff.
So, you know, basically understand that when you're running with just one hard drive, you are vulnerable.
Inevitable.
If anything happens to that hard drive, if you have a bad power surge or if it's just a lemon, you could be in a lot of trouble.
One year, 5 years, 10 years, it's gonna that drive's gonna crash.
There are a lot of parts in a computer, and a lot of them are purely electronic, but there are a ton of moving physical parts in a hard drive, and they're very small and they're very precise, and it's very easy for one of them to go awry and take everything with it.
And even though they say like the mean time between failures is something like 100,000 hours, that's probably because some drive lasted, you know, a million hours and a few others lasted about 100.
I don't know about your statistical analysis there, but
Well,
it sounds not rigorous.
I'm guessing. All right, I'm
his
guessing.
Strong suit wasn't, you know, statistical analysis.
Irv's, all right, forget Irv's, it. Irv's point though,
forget
which
what I just said.
But that is that the drive could fail at any
what
time.
What I'm saying is, and also I think that you know, where they're packing more and more and more into these drives, I think I'm guessing that the likelihood of failure has increased and not decreased over.
Well, and they're making it easy for you nowadays. I mean, the largest drives are the most expensive, and you can get two medium-sized drives for the same price as one, and built-in RAID is coming in on motherboards nowadays.
You're absolutely right. Like, serial ATA RAID is...
Have we talked about what RAID is?
Well, like,
exactly?
Let's talk about what are they talking about RAID? Okay, RAID stands for Redundant Array of Inexpensive Disks.
Independent.
Some people say independent, but it says right here,
you can
the
use
concept
discs
of RAID originated from a paper right. called A Case for Redundant Arrays of Inexpensive Disks, published at Berkeley in 1987, and proposing that using multiple small and rather inexpensive disks to replace the use of a single large disk to achieve fault-tolerant data redundancy. So
what
basically,
that means is you have a bunch of disks, and you can combine them in a way that to the computer it looks like one big disk, and the
right.
properties are a little different. You can make it so that if one of the disks fails, there are enough other disks with copies of that data that the computer doesn't have to know the difference, and you
right.
can replace that drive at your leisure.
There are multiple levels of RAID. There are the big ones are the big ones are just RAID 1 and RAID 5. A RAID 1 is a mirror set.
No. You forgot RAID 0. That's probably the first one.
Oh, gamer
well, but that's
guys.
Not
but
but
it gives
not
the lie
redundant.
To the R. It's the exception to the rule that R means redundant.
Well,
in the case of RAID 0, you have two disks that are combined to look like one.
Well, that's a volume
big
set.
Disk.
That's like a volume set.
Right.
And
RAID 0 is a degenerate
striped.
Case.
It's
well,
stri-
it can be striped. It doesn't have to be striped.
Zero.
It doesn't have to be striped.
I don't know.
You
that's
could just concatenate
it. Can be
a
spanned
disks.
Volume.
I think we're way ahead.
All right,
of
it doesn't matter. Here's
right
what
now.
I know a lot of acronyms too.
Okay. Here's the thing. Okay, RAID 1 is a mirror set. Can we all agree on that? And basically, what happens is the disk controller, every time it reads or writes, you know, every time it makes a change on one drive, it makes the exact same change on the other drive. So basically, what happens is if one drive craps out and dies, the other one will keep going. You can keep working. Your data is safe. And eventually, at some point, you pop out the failed drive and you put in a new one. The RAID is quote unquote rebuilt and you're off and running again. And RAID 5 does a similar thing, except it's more than two disks, okay? More than three? You can't have a RAID 5 with three disks?
It's three or more, I believe.
It's three or more. Three or more.
But it, you're...
And that's essentially what that does is... What that does is... I can't explain.
Here, let me get
parody,
this one.
Baby, parody.
It's parody. It's
okay.
Striping with distributed parody, which means that what's happening, the computer is writing the data to each disk in kind of a sequence in a certain chunk size. It is also at the same time writing
a
CRC value or a parity value.
A cyclic redundancy check?
Damn, wow, you did study. Holy cow.
Yeah.
But you know what? What
that?
Really matters
across
here
the,
is how am I going to use RAID at home?
The reason we're talking about all these different kinds of RAIDs is that there are a whole bunch of criteria that you can trade off for. If you want to get the most possible size out of the disks that you have, then there's RAID 0. If you want the most possible reliability, there's RAID 1. If you want the most possible speed with some reliability also, that's RAID 5.
No, you got it backwards. RAID 1 is faster than RAID 5. RAID 5 is more reliable because you have more disks, I think, but RAID 1 is faster.
There's also
mirroring
read,
is faster.
There's read speed versus write speed also, and with the
Dorks.
RAID 1, you can read
off
two disks.
How am I going to use
this
stuff, yo?
I like Russ's question.
All right, basically, here's the deal, all right? Just like Matt said, there are a lot of motherboards coming out now with built-in RAID controllers, and you buy two hard drives, and you set up the RAID in sort of in its, it has its own sort of BIOS-like setup. Before the computer boots into Windows or Linux or whatever, you go into this configuration program, and you configure the RAID. Okay.
Well, that's hardware RAID, I think.
Well, that's hardware RAID. Linux and Windows server products, server, mind you, can do software. Yeah, can do software-based RAIDs.
Hey,
okay.
I'm
not sure about Apple's. What about Mac's?
Yeah,
there's software RAID in Mac OS X as well, and it's pretty solid.
You can even buy a separate controller card to do RAIDs. You can buy multiple controller cards and have redundant RAIDs. So not only are you have RAID, you have a redundant RAID. So it's, you know, I mean, you know, the... The possibilities are endless. But it's if you use your computer for business and you have a lot of data that you cannot lose, essential.
See, that's what I think is wrong.
Oh, you say
you use your computer, you don't want to lose what you're using it for. Your taxes from last year, your pictures of your grandkids, your emails. You don't want to lose that, and it's not that expensive to back it up.
But if you're using Windows, you're going to have to rely on some kind of hardware RAID unless you're using Windows Server. But even if you are using Windows Server, you can't boot to a Windows Server controlled RAID volume because it's on what's called dynamic disks, and you can't boot to those. You can't. You can't. They're not bootable in Windows. You have to use a hardware RAID in order to... All right, look, let's take a time out from this. Let's let that sink in for a second. And we're going to
call us with any questions you have about the RAIDs. We've not been so clear.
Well, we've got some callers, but I see that Yoko's on the phone. I'm not sure how the technology in there works on the phone board.
I can talk a little about how I use RAID to make my backups.
Okay, well, let's talk to Eric first. Okay. Eric is on line one. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Sorry to keep you on the phone so long. What's going on, Eric?
Not too much.
And what can we help you out with?
I was wondering, I've heard some talk lately about installing Linux on PowerBooks or Apple computers. And I was wondering if there's any benefits to that over OS X. What advantages would they have, disadvantages?
All right. Cool question. And we're just going to immediately defer to Ty on this one.
First off, do you have an existing PowerBook or are you looking to purchase a laptop? And is that still a decision that you're looking to make?
PowerBook.
Okay, so then the question is, given the hardware that you have, could you get better use out of different kinds of software? I would say there are people that run Linux on their PowerBooks. To me, it seems like a bit of a waste because what Apple has that's really excellent is their software that they include. Mac OS X runs really well on those machines. They have those applications that tie together really well, and the power management is excellent. Linux, just by virtue of not knowing the hardware the way Apple does, is always trading behind in that. And so if you have OS X, if you're happy with it, that's pretty good. Plus, you can run a lot of programs that are written for Unix on OS X without having to wipe the computer and run Linux on it instead. There are a bunch of ways to install open source Unix software on a Macintosh.
So you can get the best of both worlds. How much is OS X if you wanted to buy it, say you didn't have it?
You would have it if you had purchased a Mac recently,
yes.
And you can't buy it for a PC anyway. So, but it's about $130 to get the latest version. There are academic discounts and volume discounts.
Well, those discounts aren't academic to me.
Well, Eric,
how do I get one?
Well.
Eric, I mean, based on what you've looked at out there, I mean, why would you want to switch? Do you have anything in particular you want to do?
No specific reason to switch. I just saw it in a. Magazines and stuff and online recently that it's possible. I was just wondering if there's any advantages or is there any, I don't know. I really have no reason to switch off OS X. It's great. It works perfectly all the time.
I would suggest if you have some intrigue of the idea of running Linux, try running some Unix programs on Mac OS X and see how that goes.
And it also goes back to the porting Linux to every dang thing thread. Linux runs on a lot of stuff. It doesn't need to run there. It doesn't necessarily serve you to run there.
All right.
So, you know, if it's something that you just have to try and it sounds like a fun thing to do, go for it. You can do it.
If you have a cheapo 100 megahertz kind of PC lying around, put Linux on that and keep your PowerBook doing what it's doing.
I hear they're available at garage sales around town.
Right on. Is that a good answer?
My cheapo PC is running Windows 98 at the moment.
Prime for Updating if you don't need that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Do Linux
on that
one.
Play with Linux. Learn it.
Definitely. All right, thanks, Eric.
No problem.
All right, cool, man.
I'll see you guys at Nauticon.
Oh, awesome. Cool, man. Great. We'll see you there.
Oh. I'll probably be recording you there.
Excellent. Excellent work. So we're going to be cutting away to break. And when we get back, Henry, if you can hear us, we'll get to you in a second when we get back from break. And Russ was kind enough to point out that I was completely butt wrong about dynamic disks. It turns out you can boot from them, but... I'm not convinced. I think the website he found is bunk. It's bogus. And just because it says Microsoft TechNet doesn't mean anything to me. So we're going to cut away to a break. And Henry, hang on, and we'll be back in a minute.
Boy, I love wrestling.
Then you should play IWA.
What's the IWA?
The Imaginary Wrestling Association. It's the greatest fun since wrestling itself. You create a wrestler, manage his career, and compete against other wrestlers from around the world for championship titles and prizes. The IWA lets you trash talk and do sneak attacks. They even have specialty matches.
Well, that sounds great. How do I get started?
Go to playiwa.com. You could be
the new world champion.
My mom thinks chat rooms can be so dangerous.
My mom too. But what do moms know?
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm going to meet up with some weirdo who's going to, like, molest me or something.
Moms are so uncool.
Yeah, we're like best friends already. We have so much in common.
Sports, video games, lots of stuff. So why don't we meet up at the arcade? I'll bring lots of change.
Cool.
Let's meet at the food court and wear our baseball caps backwards so we recognize each other. I'm not telling my folks.
Me neither.
Meet me at noon.
McGruff, the crime dog here. When your kids chat online, they have no idea who they're talking to. Warn them that predators surf the internet looking for young victims. Be your kid's safety net on the internet. Tell them to get your permission before entering a chat room or giving out any information. Tell them to never meet anyone without taking you along. For more tips, visit McGruff.org.
An important announcement from the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hi, I'm nobody in particular, and I'd like to ask you a question. Are you dissatisfied with your current IT service provider? And by that I mean, is your computer guy a jerk? Are you paying $100 an hour, $125 or more for IT service? In other words, is your computer guy ripping you off? Does your computer guy leave more problems than he fixes? Essentially, does he know what the heck he's doing? Call the Comm Group today and get the level of service you desire at the price you deserve, with in-home rates as low as $50 an hour and in-office rates as low as $75. That's K-O-M-M Group at 216-556-0141. That's 216-556-0141 or kommgroup.com. Don't be scared. Call the Comm Group.
Blissfire, flashing the big picture with Diane Hody Bliss.
Hey, we burn the opposition, we fry the spinmeisters, and we scorch the flaming liberals.
It's hot. It's explosive. It's wild. Jump into the fire. Blissfire, Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m., right here on AM 1300 WERE. Blissfire.
Why do you think you're a dork? I don't think you're a dork.
We know you're not on the phone with a girl, so call us instead at 216-578-1300. And now, back to Dial-A-Dork.
Welcome back. We are in the lay home stretch. Let's do a little house cleaning real quick. This week's show is sponsored by Nauticon. You heard all about that. April 8th through the 10th, Holiday Inn, downtown, Lakeside. Be there. Geek Conference is going to be awesome.
It's this weekend.
It's literally this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Not even kidding.
24 hours a day. Starting when on Friday?
9:30 a.m., bright and early.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a fun-filled day.
Come in and get your geek on. And we'd also like to thank VisionNet, our preferred ISP. For all your technological needs, contact VisionNet at 1-800-645-9351. That's 1-800-645-9351. And let them know that you heard about them on Dial-A-Dork. So let's just go back to what we were talking about, which was a caller. Right. I forgot all about that. Okay. Henry, I hope you're still there. Henry, you're on.
I'm on.
You're
on. What's up?
How are you, Henry?
I'm doing pretty darn well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing awesome. We're doing awesome. What can we do you for?
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you guys is, has there been any thought given to the phone number that you call? Because I didn't dial dork on the phone. I dialed something 1300, which doesn't spell dork at all. It's, I don't know, like brew or something. I don't know.
Well, the two zeros, I don't think even have any letters associated with them at all. And 1300...
Yeah,
whether you know
Leet Speak handles that quite well.
1300, it's really outside of our control. 1300 is the actual the station frequency
it's
that you tune on your AM radio.
Which is pretty cool.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's it. We're on AM 1300 WERE. I probably should be mentioning that during the show. I'm glad you pointed that out. And yes, 1300 is half of 2600, so that's pretty cool too. How are you listening to?
Being the phone number is dorky enough. That satisfies my requirement.
Terrific, terrific. So how are you listening to us right now?
On my phone. Joanne, I think, passed me through. Nice lady.
Sweet, sweet. So what else is up?
So my question is, it's about Max, I guess. And so I hear that Macs are not as susceptible to viruses and spyware as other computers. And I don't know if that's true, if there's any truth to that. And but if it's not true, then what do you do about that? I mean, does Adware, I know, is good for Windows, but how do you deal with that with Macs?
Go ahead, Ty.
Well, there is. It's wrong to say that they're not susceptible. They run software that is designed for multiple users to access the internet, and the only reason it's not rife with viruses and spyware the way you hear about on Windows is it's not been a popular target yet. It was actually in the geeky news recently. Some company made and then retracted a challenge to the first person to come out with either spyware or virus, I forget which, for the Macintosh, and then they pulled it for liability reasons. But the point was, the Macintosh is just as vulnerable theoretically. It's that right now, only Windows really suffers from this problem. As Apple and Macintosh continue to get more popular, I think you'll start to see things.
Well, Ty, just to kind of tie in, and Henry, stay on the line there. My question has been: what is there for the Mac? Like Norton? I mean, I don't.
There is Norton. There's Symantec antivirus for the Mac, and I know for the PC, it started to pick up anti-spyware capabilities. I don't know about the Macintosh side of things.
Okay.
I imagine if it becomes a problem, they'll add it just like they did on the PC.
Sure.
So for now, the best thing you can do
is... I mean, is Norton the best one, or does Apple make one? I mean,
Apple includes one with .Mac. I think they changed it recently, and I don't have a subscription, so I'm not sure which. The best thing you can do is use some sort of antivirus software on your Macintosh, and if you start to notice that there's strange behavior, call a radio show near you.
Hey, Henry, listen up to this, too, because... Ty, what can you do to, you know, using like Safari or whatever, what can you do to prevent spyware from getting in? Does it have controls like Firefox to turn off various things?
Yes, Safari by default does some pop-up blocking. And if you don't like the way it works, there are shareware programs you can get to control it at a finer detail. And you can turn it on and off for individual sites. There's always Firefox for the Macintosh as well, if you're familiar with that.
And
so if you're worried about pop-up windows and getting into your system that way, by default, it's under control.
And one last thing for Henry. What's a good site for him to go to maybe find this sort of software and maybe read some reviews or something?
A great site for the Macintosh to see what's what and relative rankings of software that's available is macworld.com. They make a print magazine as well, but they have reviews online that you can see the mice ratings and all that kind of stuff.
All right,
and that'll
Henry,
tell you what the best is.
Sound good?
Dude.
Yeah, so go to macworld.com, and you should be able to find out everything you need to find out, pick a piece of software, and protect yourself.
All right, well, thanks. Hey, do you guys have nicknames like Click and Clack on Car Talk? What are the Dial-A-Dork nicknames?
Well, we got Matt over here is Dork Almighty.
Okay.
Typically, we have our bro Dan, and he call him the Master Googler.
I don't know why.
We've got a guy named Drew who listens in and helps us out a lot with answers. He's called Dewey the Answer Man, and my name's Irv, which is short for Irving, which is my full name. So I don't know if that counts or not. We got Yoko the Architect. We got Bruno the Dork from New York.
As of right now, I'm Ty the Barbarian.
Ty the Barbarian, and we got Russ Smash over here. Russ likes to smash things.
Well, all right, when you guys come out with your Dial-A-Dork trading cards, let me know, and I'll buy them.
Oh, yeah, the rookie cards are going to be extraordinarily
Speaking
valuable.
Speaking of paraphernalia for Dial-A-Dork.
Oh, yeah, do we even do the contest?
Hello?
You want
we did it when you were gone.
You want to go to, you want to go to Nauticon?
Do I want to go to a contest?
Do you want to go to the conference, the Nauticon conference?
He's calling from the shower. I don't know if he's available.
Is that for people who like to be bad or what?
Sure. It's for people who like technology mostly.
Oh, bad technology?
If when you say bad, you mean good, like, man, that MP3 player is bad.
No, bad is in, like, naughty.
Oh, naughty. Well, wait a minute. Let's get Froggy on the mic here. Paul, why don't you... Let Henry know if there's anything bad, as in naughty, going on. You said there was like a girl who does an adult website, right?
We do have Steph the Geek who runs an adult website. We try to keep the presentations above the board, though. I can't guarantee anything that you wouldn't want to tell your mother about.
It's not NautyCon. It's Nauticon.
Yeah, it's Nauticon, not NautyCon.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I have to go to Vegas for that.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry if we weren't 100% clear on
That'll
that.
That'll be a spin-off con where, you know, when it gets big. I was actually talking about that today with
Tiger. All right. Thanks a lot, Henry.
How you know it?
Hey, you are. Wait a minute. Stay on the line. Yoko wants to ask you something.
I'm here.
Is he part of the giveaway or what? Are we gonna give?
Well, I don't know.
Henry,
is he
something
in, are you
good?
In town? Are you in town?
Well, no, I'm not in town. But does that matter?
The problem is,
do I need to be in town right now?
Well, you have to be in town Friday or Saturday so you can go to the conference and get your free T-shirt.
Oh, a free T-shirt? Oh, man, I wish I could name a representative. I'm sorry. I can't help you Friday or Saturday. But if I can name a representative, then I'll find someone to accept my free T-shirt in my stead.
All right, well, shoot us an email if you come up with something, and maybe we can work that out.
Word. Excellent. Thank you, guys.
All right, you bet.
Thanks for calling, Henry.
Yeah, thanks for calling. And anybody else out there, if you want to win this thing, we totally had a brain freeze on this one. We started arguing about Raid. Call right now, and you can get the half price to Nauticon and a free T-shirt. Call right now, and the first people to call will win. I swear to God. And or you can email.
You could even try us at 578.
You can email winner@dialadork.com, or you could email nauticon@dialadork.com, or you could email.
Somebody stop Irby's on a runaway.
Was it over when the Germans?
You know,
bombed
when Henry's
Pearl Harbor?
Like background noise went away, it was like stopping, slamming your head in a car door. It was really nice.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah, you're right. We got like 2 minutes left in the show, so call right now and win. Damn it. next week, just to let you know, next week, if we are, you know, suitably recovered from Nauticon and didn't sustain any physical injuries, or if we aren't wickedly hungover, we will be talking about possible recommendations as to what sort of instant messenger client you ought to be using. And there's been some fascinating developments in that field. You're no longer restricted to either just one particular IM client or having to run three or four at the same time. There are actually products out there you can run that kind of do a cross-platform messaging. So that's cool. We're going to talk about that. What?
Save it.
Well, sorry. I don't want to shoot the wad here a week early. All right. I see Yoko's on the phone. We might have a winner. So we'll see about that. Is there anything else you'd guys like to add? Froggy, why don't you give us
I heard the Apple leases.
Oh, wait. We got Eugene on. Eugene, that's such a great name on line one. Eugene, are you there? Eugene? Huge.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I have a question for you guys.
All right, make it fast.
I don't know if it's a fast question.
All right, make it slow.
Ask every third word.
I was wondering what your guys' top 10 websites are
Google.
On a daily basis.
Okay.
Google.
At the moment, I have
that doesn't count.
Google, Gizmodo, /, geek.com, and, Technet's open. That's a good
research
one.
Yeah, I'd say Google, FARC, and
/. How about if I give you mine and we could just post them on the website?
ESPN. Go ahead.
Everybody can do theirs.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying we could post them on your website.
Well, maybe we should do some kind of online poll. I know that I can waste a great deal of time going to Google, FARC, /, and I don't know, something awful, and
ESPN.com,
ehawa.com. What, Matt? What?
Wait a minute.
Why are you so frustrated
CNN
all the time?
Isn't Salon. There some website with that kind of amalgamates all these bookmarks and stuff like
that? That's right. Dial-a-dork.com.
Delicious. That's it.
Hey, by the way, Eugene, are you still there? Okay,
he's
Eugene
gone.
Might
he's
be
dead.
Gone, but hopefully we got his
Let
information
Froggy,
and he wins the contest. Hopefully, Dory got his stuff, and or Yoko, rather. And
thanks for listening to this redundant array of inexperienced DJs.
Woo! That's perfect. All right. That's enough. We're out. We'll be right back.
get all those pimps together. It was live.